Nangako si Gianni Infantino na pamumunuan ng FIFA paalis sa mga taon ng korupsyon at eskandalo matapos ang dating pangkalahatang kalihim ng UEFA, ang namamahalang lupon ng Europa ay mahalal na pangulo ng pandaigdigang lupon ng football. Si Infantino ay tumanggap ng 115 boto sa ikalawang round ng pagboto mahigit sa kinakailangang mayorya na 104 na boto mula sa 207 miyembro. Ang isa pang paborito na si Sheikh Salman bin Ibrahim Al-Khalifa ng Bahrain ay nakakuha naman ng 88 boto. Sinabi ni Infantino, ito ay isang malaking karangalan.
I told you I went through a journey, an exceptional journey, a journey which made me meet many fantastic people. Many people who love football, who live football, who breathe football every day. And many people who deserve that FIFA is highly respected. And we will restore the image of FIFA and the respect of FIFA. And everyone in the world will applaud us and will applaud all of you for what we'll do in FIFA in the future. We have to be proud of FIFA and everyone has to be proud of FIFA and we have to be proud of what we will do together.
Sinabi ng 45 taong gulang na umaasa siya na sa pagdating ng taong 2020 na magkakaroon ng malaking pag-unlad sa football sa buong mundo. Sinabi niya, kasama sa layuning yaon ang konkretong pagkilos ng FIFA at ng bawat pambansang asosasyon.
I want to see the Caribbean League playing. I want to see grassroots academies in Africa. I want to see kids playing football in the schools in Oceania. I want to see Asia, China, India developing their football. I want to see football growing all over the world and people looking at FIFA as the organization who helps each country in the world to develop football and who helps kids to smile with their eyes because they have a ball and they can play with it.
Maayos namang tinanggap ng mga natalong kandidato sa pagkapangulo ng FIFA na sina Prince Ali bin Al-Hussein at Sheikh Salman Ibrahim Al-Khalifa ang kanilang mga pagkatalo. Sinabi ni Sheikh Salman, siya ay hindi dismayado.
Oh no. I think you know it was between two friends and Gianni won and you know I congratulate him and he will have all our support for the future. What matters is the future that we stick together and this is all about. There is no hard feelings or anything. This is sports. This is fair play and we have to show it inside and outside. All the best for him. Thank you.
Maging si Prince Ali na pinabura ng Football Federation Australia ay nagbigay din ng suporta.
No, I think this is a democracy and it's what the Congress wants and we wish all the best for the new president. Thank you. I hope so. Football deserves that.
Tinanggap din ni Jerome Champagne ang kanyang pagkatalo matapos na ang boto sa kanya ay bumagsak mula 7 ay naging 0.
Listen, as far as I'm concerned, I knew that if there would be a very strong continental discipline, I wouldn't get a lot of votes. You know, I spoke about football. I think I was the only one speaking about football. But I'm not disappointed. I was expecting that. As you know, it's about marking the moment and saying, look, there are some issues in football and we will see what will happen now.
Tanging 9 lamang na pangulo ng 112 taong kasaysayan ng FIFA, minana na Ginoong Infantino ang isang napakakaibang trabaho kasunod ng may karanasang Sepp Blatter. Bago ang eleksyon, puspos na ipinasa ng Kongreso ang isang hanay ng mga reforma na hinahangad na gawing mas transparent, profesional at may pananagutan ang FIFA. Ang bagong pangulo ay humaharap sa higit na malapitang pagsisiyasat, ang kanyang sweldo ay ilalathala sa unang pagkakataon at siya ay mayroong mas counting impluensya sa mga pang-araw-araw na pamamahala ng mga gawain ng organisasyon. Naging mabilis ang mga reaksyon sa pagkakahirang. Sinabi ni Sepp Blatter, si Gianni Infantino ay isang karapat-dapat na kapalit at pinuri niya ito para sa kanyang karanasan, kadalubhasaan at mga kasanayan sa estratehiya at pang-diplomatiko. Sinabi naman ng Football Union ng Russia, ang pagkakatalaga kay Gianni Infantino ay mabuti para sa Russia at sa mundo ng soccer, habang sinabi ni Greg Dyke mula sa British Football Association sa Sky News, ito ay isang mahusay na pagkakahirang.
Good day. I mean, he's had a terrible few years, and it's been a corrupted organization for a very long period of time. So there is a big job to be done. But at least we've got a reform program, and at least we've got a president in whom we can trust.
At sinabi ng bagong Pangulo ng FIFA, plano niyang gumawa ng tunay na kaibahan sa sport ng football.
So we will work tirelessly, starting from myself, through all the associations and all the staff members, to make sure that we bring football back to FIFA and FIFA back to football, because this is what we have to do, what we want to do and what we will do. We'll restore the image of FIFA. We'll make sure that everyone will be happy with what we do.